This is Monterey Bay Today from KEZU News. It's Thursday, August 20th. I'm Lisa Ledeen. Firefighters at the Cal State Monterey Bay Base Camp say a big challenge on the timber fire happens before they even reach the flames, getting equipment into the rugged terrain. KEZU's Jillian Smith has more.
Firefighter Jax Branco from Coalinga in Fresno County says the fire may not look the way people expect.
It's in a really hard-to-get-into area, tight roads, spots the engines can't go, so it involves a lot of hiking.
He says crews can hike a mile or two and climb 1,000 feet in elevation to reach the fire line.
Having hose packs, if you need drip torches, or all the tools that you would need.
Tanner Wyant with the Fresno Kings unit says because firefighters come from many different places, they take a minute to make sure they're all equally prepared.
We have the tools that we need to come in here and operate as a team.
With all the visiting engines, the Marina Base Camp resembles a car week, but for fire trucks. Jillian Smith, KAZU News.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California should limit how much utilities pay for wildfire catastrophes caused by their equipment. This comes as the state's Wildfire Victims Fund is expected to run out. But with only a week and a half left of the legislative session, the proposal hasn't been put in print. Lawmakers and Newsom continue to negotiate details behind closed doors. Democratic Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas of Hollister.
You know, we're in the process of examining all of these proposals. We have nothing new to report, but, you know, as session winds down, we're here near the end. As soon as we have news to break or share, then you'll hear from us.
Bills must be in print by late next week for lawmakers to vote on them by August 31st. That reporting from our partner, CAP Radio. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.